Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Inside Edge. It is Tuesday, January 21st. Donald Trump won the 36th legislative district last year by about 4.5 points. And that's fueled some talk that the two Democratic assemblymen from the district, Gary Scher and Clinton Calabrese, could face a real race this year. The 36 is made up of 11 South Bergen towns, plus the city of Passaic. And yeah, I mean, Trump's numbers were impressive. He won the city of Passaic by 6.5 points. In 2020, Joe Biden won it by 26 points. Trump won Fairview by 5 points. Republicans never do well in Fairview, haven't in a generation. Biden had won it by 22. And in all, Trump won 9 of the 11 South Bergen towns. So you think that's good news for Republicans, right? I just don't think so. It's just not real. It's a sort of a false flag for Republicans who always seem to think that there's a path in South Bergen and are perpetually disappointed. Now, Trump won the 36 by 4.5 points, about 3,800 votes, much better, much different than Biden 4 years earlier. Biden won it by about 13 points and over 12,500 votes. And Phil Murphy carried the 36 by 7 points. But here's why I think it's different. Gary Scher and Clinton Calabrese, they're not Kamala Harris. And whoever the Republicans put up, I mean, they're not going to do as well as Trump did. And I think the key here are the candidates, Scher and Calabrese. Scher isn't going to lose Orthodox Jews in Passaic the way Harris did. And he won't lose Hispanic voters who have been electing him to local office in Passaic for, I think it's almost 30 years. Scher won Passaic in 2023 by a 4-1 margin. And Cliffside Park, I mean, it might as well be called Calabrese Park. And Clinton Calabrese isn't going to lose his hometown. Jerry Calabrese, his grandfather, was mayor for 50 years before he died in 2015. Tom Calabrese is now the mayor. Harris won Cliffside Park by almost 4 points. Biden and Murphy won it by 22. I don't see a scenario by which Cliffside Park votes against the Calabrese. The money advantage is overwhelming. Scher finished 2024 with about 340,000 cash on hand. Calabrese has over 300,000 in the bank. And the senator from the 36th is Paul Sarlo, and he's not on the ballot, but Sarlo's popular in his district, and he and his team are going to be fully engaged to make sure that the 36 doesn't fail. So you have to put the 2024 election into some context. It's a different electorate than the off years. That's all I have for today. Thanks, as always, for listening, and I'll be back tomorrow.